benefits could save you 15%.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
When you put your heart and your soul, your blood, your sweat, and your tears into something, and you want something so bad, and it just slips from you by 1 point, 2 points, 3 points, 30 points, just to come up short again and again, it hurts. You know, we all want to win. We all want to win very badly. We felt like, you know, we feel like we play hard every time we step out on the court. Just to come up short, especially in a tough time like this, it can challenge you. It really challenges us. But, sometimes things are going to be like that, so we just have to react the right way. And sometimes you just have to let the pain teach you something.
That's the Miami Heat's Chris Bosh commenting on his team's miserable season, having lost 5 games in a row with only 1 month left in the regular season. NBA, NHL, the baseball season as it gets ready to unfold. This week's countdown focusing on what's on sports talk radio. Doug Steffen, welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. For the week ending Friday, March 11th, we're going to be reviewing the top 10 hits in talk radio as determined by the staff at Talkers Magazine. This week, the NBA, the NHL, beginning the baseball season, spring fever, if you will, share the number 10 spot. The number 9 item this week continues the sports theme, focusing on the NFL and those labor talks there. In a talk radio interview, sports writer Ray Didlinger talks about the issues that remain as the deadline approaches toward the end of the week.
The owners don't have quite as much leverage as they thought they did now that they lost their $4 billion of TV money, and that maybe the two sides are actually moving towards a settlement and you might get something done by the end of the week. I never really was that optimistic. I just still look at the big issues that remain. I think they've made some progress on the smaller issues, but the big issues that remain, which is really the rollback of the share of money to the players and the owners getting an extra $1 billion on top of the $1 billion they're already getting off the top. I just, that to me, that remained still a huge stumbling block, and the extending of the regular season from 16 to 18 games remained a big stumbling block. And I don't know if they've made that much progress on those 2 points. And until they do, it's hard to be optimistic about where we stand. The threat that remains, and still remains very real, and the nearer we get to the deadline, even more real, is the possibility that the union could decertify, file papers to decertify as a union, become a trade association, and then take this case to court and try to win it as an antitrust case, which they've already done once back in 1989. That was how they proceeded, and they wound up winning their first and last collective bargaining agreement and free agency. That's how all that changed. It went through the courts. And the nearer we get to the deadline on this, the more real the possibility becomes that that's what the players are going to do yet again.
The 2012 GOP presidential hopefuls, number 8 on the countdown this week. In Kentucky, talk host Mary Walter talks about a new poll that claims Donald Trump has a higher approval rating than anybody else that has expressed an interest in running for president in 2012.
Can anybody beat Barack Obama in the upcoming election? And when you think about it, because I'm thinking, oh, my God, there's no way this guy's going to get reelected. There's just no way. You have to be out of your ever-loving mind. But we don't know who the Republicans are going to run. Are they going to run anybody better? I mean, really, last election, John McCain? They could have picked a wet dish rag. John McCain was the best the Republicans could come up with. Is there anybody out there? And let me ask you this while we're talking about this. What about the idea of Donald Trump? You know, he was on Fox this morning, Fox News this morning, talking about some of the other candidates. He's floated out there that he's thinking about a presidential run. And in a poll done that was just released today by the Wall Street Journal and NBC, Donald Trump has higher approval ratings than any other Republican figure who said that they might run for president. Donald Trump, number one. He's the front runner. Not by a whole lot, but he's still the front runner by almost 10 points. Almost 10 points. 8 points ahead of the next front runner. So, which was Mitt Romney, according to this poll. Can Donald Trump do it? And if you had to choose between Donald Trump and Barack Obama, I mean, do you vote for, because honestly, I'd have to go in the voting booth, hold my nose and say, hey, Donald Trump, could he possibly screw it up any more than it already is? Could he really? I mean, could anyone possibly screw it up more than it already is? Because I really don't think he could. I think he would have to try to mess things up more than they currently are.
Coming up more on the Charlie Sheen saga, plus the price of oil and gas continue to rise. Congress is looking at the possibility of a government shutdown again. all on the way when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Welcome to Ask the Mermaid. Sarah from Detroit, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Mermaid. Listen, you gotta help me. My adorable mother-in-law is coming over, and I need to whip up the world's best dinner fast, or I'll never hear the end of it.
Don't panic. Chicken of the Sea is fresh, great-tasting tuna, combined with one of our quick and delicious recipes found on chickenofthesea.com, and your mother-in-law will be speechless.
Well, one can only hope.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see, what's the best tuna? Chicken of the Sea.
If you have dark circles and under-eye bags, we have some exciting news. We want to celebrate selling our millionth jar of Hydralyze Advanced Under-Eye Cream, and we're giving away as many risk-free trials as we can in the next 24 hours. To take part in our Million Jar celebration, call 1-800-754-6806 in the next 24 hours to find out how you can try Hydralyze free for 30 days. The clinically proven ingredients in Hydralyze visibly erase dark circles and under-eye bags, whether they're due to stress, aging, fatigue, even your diet. It works so well, we've sold 1 million jars. Now we want to celebrate by letting you try it absolutely risk-free. All celebrations have to come to an end, so this radio offer will not last forever. If you suffer from dark under-eye circles and bags, this is your chance to visibly erase them risk-free. Call now for your risk-free trial of Hydralyze. If minds are busy, call again. That's 1-800-754-6806. 1-800-754-6806.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, GEICO could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers. And if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call GEICO today for a free rate quote. GEICO, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
This is your Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen here, up to the number 7 item on the countdown, the ongoing drama, the tragedy, if you will, of Charlie Sheen. How's this for a twist? In one of the most recent interviews, Charlie tells the Australian radio network Nova that his recent media blitz and apparent insanity has all been an act.
What's your relationship like with the media now? Like, how do you see it? Do you...
They love me. They just love me. It's a big warm hug.
Before doing this...
It's like a new jacuzzi. You just prepare for it because you know it's coming because they're transparent and predictable. And, and they just, you know, it's a skill set you don't worry about encountering.
Yeah,
you
right.
Know, you can dismiss it with the illusion that there's some measure of... compassion behind the answer. I don't know. It's
yeah.
You have to sort of go into performance art.
You are an actor.
Yeah, exactly. I was really believing that if you know it's a drunk called Charlie Sheen. If you take it, you'll
face will melt off. Your children will weep over
your exploded body. Yes, indeed. Yeah. But it's not about that. It's about the imagery. But it's about also like all those like bitchin' words sounding cool all put together. You know? And it's not about like shock value. Like, ooh, this will shock them. It's just about just not having any interest in speaking like everybody else. It's boring.
Do you find it... I always find it really irksome, the super personal questions you get asked.
Yeah,
stuff about your family and your kids. Yeah, you seem to... Like, you still engage that.
Well, but it's a fake engage.
Yeah.
It's a fin-gage.
Rising price of oil, gasoline, petroleum products, number 6... On the countdown, host John Curley speaks to Frank Pupo from Associated Petroleum about how will we get the prices down, going down, down, down again.
In 2008, it went to $148 a barrel.
Yes, just about.
Right. And then miraculously, it dropped.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess greed and those guys that were making obscene profits, greed drove it up. And what drove price of gasoline back down? Was it altruism?
Well, you know, very similar back to comparable to 2008 is the fact that supply and demand economics are not driving what's going on in the market today. And so when you have something that is more fear-mongering than anything when it comes to the price of oil and speculation, what you've got going on is a fear premium. And what happened back in 2008, in July of 2008, when oil peaked out, that very same week, our president at that time was George W. Bush, lifted the moratorium on offshore drilling here in the United States. And then we can tell what happened to crude right after that. Within the next 5 to 6 months, we saw crude at almost a record low of $33 a barrel that we have seen in the past 10 years.
So, now, was that a direct result of the Bush administration saying they're going to start drilling?
I would say that that had a lot of play in it, because what you had is you had a lot of speculators buying and creating a, like I said, a fear premium in the market. And then what, and that fear premium stems around, oh, there's no supply, and prices are only going to go up, and
right.
If supply restricts and demand increases, we're going to start to see prices increase, and therefore we're going to go ahead and buy up today and protect ourselves for even greater increases in the future. And then when somebody comes out and says, you know what, here's what's happening, we're going to go ahead and start drilling ourselves within our own country, we're going to go ahead and guarantee or protect that supply situation, which is so critical to us, then what happens is, oh my goodness, supply is not a problem, demand is where it's at, boom, the prices begin to plummet.
So how do we get gas back down to $2.50 a gallon?
We drill here in our country, and I know a lot of people don't like to hear that word, but I have a great belief in the environment, and I want to protect the environment just as much as the next guy. But the fact of the matter is, John, is that we have wonderful resources within our own country here. I know a lot of people talk about ANWR, but there's offshore drilling, and there's the shale that is in the mid-continent here, and from that perspective, if we could produce here more, I mean, most of our product is imported from Canada and Mexico.
Yeah.
Libya has very little to do. Libya is a sweet, light sweet crude oil, which is usually produced at low technology refineries, which is more suited to the European markets.
So
we don't even buy much Libya product.
Right.
So it's a lot of unrest over you know, fallacy. And so if we could drill here within our own within our own country,
mm-hmm.
and tap some of those resources to help just create an assurity of supply, and we can do it in an environmentally safe way, then that would help solve the problem.
Number five on the countdown, the battle in Washington over the federal budget. Bob, talk radio caller in Minnesota with some advice on what he thinks Congress should be doing to fix the budget.
There's 32 states that get more money back from the federal government than they put in. Just pass something that says that no state can get back more than 85%. Let the local states cut the government spending in their state where it's excessive. Right now, when we export something to our biggest trading partners, there's a value-added tax, and China's about 25%, Canada's 15%, Mexico's 20%. We should have a reciprocal value-added tax on all imports from those countries. Put the money towards Social Security and Medicare, because it's those imports that are taking the jobs away from this country. We need some real honesty. We talk about the death tax, but in reality, the percentage of people that die in the United States that pay the death tax is very small. If we called it a hoarding tax, people would be understanding of what it was a little bit more. But, I mean, it's just we need to have some honest, open discussion.
Coming up, an undercover video causes some management changes at NPR and reignites the debate over federal funding. That's in the focus next as the Talk Radio Countdown show continues.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to CollapseProof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose 'Em Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose 'Em Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose 'Em Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y diet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. We're up to number four on the countdown, turmoil at NPR. Talk host Cisco Caro speaking to Senator Tom Coburn of Oklahoma. He thinks NPR has plenty of ways to get support without taking any money from the taxpayer.
You've been saying for a lot longer than just the last couple of days that we need to stop funding NPR. And I'm wondering if you are starting to see more people who are coming over to your way of thinking.
Oh, I don't know. I think it remains to be seen. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting may have had a federal nexus at some time, but it certainly doesn't now. It's not constitutional. It's not a role for the federal government. And we shouldn't be spending the money on it that we're spending, which is close to $500 million a year. And it's time for us to, you know, stop paying for something that doesn't need us to be paying for it anyway.
There are certainly other radio, TV outlets right now. I mean, there's certainly competition out there, people who are competing in the private sector. And I just don't understand why they can't just go off on their own and maybe run some commercials or get some more donors.
Well, they do. They get a very small percentage of their money from the federal government. They actually don't need it. And they're very effective, in lots of ways, in terms of making money and offering the money. And I, in the past, I've supported my public television station at home. I listen to NPR to get the bias, so I know what they're saying. I listen to it every night before I go to bed. The fact is if you want to watch it and you want to support it, do it. And if you don't, you shouldn't have to. But there are multiple options. 85% of the country has either cable or a satellite. The other 15% may not have that. They certainly have available to them satellite, but they also have internet connections. Plus, they have over-the-air broadcast. And every public television station in the country has locators out there to where everybody in their states are covered with public television. So, you know, they can do it without us. And we're in a time where we have to make tough choices. This one's particularly apropos because there's not a constitutional role for the federal government running the television stations.
When is
or
video
radio
came
station?
Yeah, either one. You're right. Well, yeah, TV or radio. When this video came out with the NPR executives who were there, and we saw the things that were said about Republicans and Tea Partiers, the things brought up about Israel and the Palestinians during this. I mean, does that shock you at this point that that kind of stuff would be said? Because they still claim that they're unbiased. Or at this point, are people to go, well, yeah, I mean, that's their true colors. I mean, it's just the way that they are.
I think that's not the issue. Everybody who listens to it that has a conservative political philosophy knows they're biased. People who have a liberal philosophy don't think they are. The issue is should we be putting money into it? If they want to be biased, let them be biased on their own. The issue should be is, can we afford it, one? Is it constitutional? And if it's neither constitutional nor can we afford it, why are we sending the money?
Dave, a talk radio caller in Colorado, thinks NPR has outlived its usefulness.
I think NPR is, unfortunately, a pretty good demonstration of how it's kind of outlived its usefulness. I think in the past you might have been able to tolerate some kind of slanted political points of view, but... you know, because if there was a really limited market, but I think NPR existed because somebody was sure that Jane Austen was going to remain forever on a dusty library shelf. And I mean, 10 years ago, that might have been true.
NPR, the undercover tape in the debate over federal funding, number 4 on the countdown this week. Recapping Sports Talk Radio, number 10. NFL Labor Talks, number 9. The 2012 GOP presidential hopefuls and Donald Trump being at the top of the list, number 8. Number 7, Charlie Sheen. Number 6, the rising price of petroleum. Number 5, the battle over the federal budget. Turmoil in NPR, number 4. That leaves 3, 2, and 1. And they're next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Here's the thing about credit card companies. When you're in debt to them, they're the ones in charge. Hiking up your interest rates, slapping you with late fees, even calling you day and night to collect. Well, it's time you were the one in control. By settling your credit card debts for a fraction of what you owe, you need American Debt Negotiators. We'll match you with an expert who'll help settle your debt for pennies on the dollar and then roll everything into one affordable monthly payment. No more credit card payments. No more collection calls. It's simple, it's proven, and it's legal. If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, call for a free consultation that'll help you get debt-free sooner than you ever imagined. This is powerful information that credit card companies don't want you to know. Information that will put you in control. Call for your free phone consultation right now. Call 1-888-284-9273. That's 1-888-284-9273. Call 1-888-284-9273. Call now.
American business is hopping, energized by Office Max rubber band balls, changing boring to bouncy. And we won't stop until every presentation is magic. Office Max has America's largest collection of retail ink and toner, so we have your ink. Right now, purchase $50 in HP ink and get a free 10-pack of Duracell AA batteries. A $7.49 value, valid through March 12th, $50 before taxes. Ink claim based on survey of select Office Product Superstores includes National and Office Max brand ink and toner and ink refill. Office Max. Work with us.
I'm Bruce Johnson with Kmart. We're a proud supporter of March of Dimes, March for Babies. This is an easy decision for Kmart. We want to help moms have healthy pregnancies and, in the process, save babies' lives. We've participated with March of Dimes for the past 28 years and will continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join the 20,000 companies, including Kmart, who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey Guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Costly pump outs and repairs and remove septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
2-9.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. Back to the next part of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Number 3 is the Wisconsin Public Union legislation and discussion once again of public sector unions. After weeks of demonstration in the state capitol, Wisconsin Republicans have cleared a final hurdle after the state's assembly passed an amended version of a bill that would curtail the bargaining rights of most of the state workers. On Fox News, Sean Hannity and Ann Coulter talked about how the Republicans were able to get this done while most of the Democrats are still out of the state.
A huge victory, and guess what? They didn't need the 14 Democratic hideouts, cowards after all.
Huge, but I'm really glad this came up. Because this has been driving me crazy. Where has Scott Walker been? On a network that admittedly has 20 viewers, they're covering what's happening in Wisconsin as if it's the 9/11 attack. I haven't seen Scott Walker on TV for 2 weeks now. If he were Chris Christie, he'd be on TV every night. His lieutenant governor would be on TV. I don't even know the lieutenant governor's name.
The lieutenant governor's been here. The governor's
not
been
last
here.
Night.
And on radio.
Really, not last night, because for 4 hours on MSNBC, this is all they talked about Wisconsin last night.
But who cares? Nobody
cares. The point is, this is a battle for the nation. People don't understand what's going on. When it takes me 10 minutes today for my column I wrote about Wisconsin today, among the contracts I mentioned was one for the bus drivers that led to a bus driver in Madison 2 years ago earning $159,000, more than $100,000 of that in overtime. There were 6 bus drivers who made more than $100,000. There are enough egregious...
How many hours was he driving that bus?
And by the way, the response of the guy who oversees the bus drivers was, well, it's in the contracts. Every American ought to know about every one of those outrages. Do you know if you work for the state of Wisconsin, if you take a single phone call when you are not at work, you get to bill for a half an hour of overtime. These are insane contracts because there is no management with government. It's another politician trying to buy your vote. There's no, you know, capitalist overseer trying to squeeze more work out of people for less money. You can't have government you can't have unions for government workers, which FDR said, which George Meany said. Yep. And why aren't the Wisconsin Republicans pushing this? I think I love them, but this is tough love. You have fallen down on the job, and they're losing the battle, as we saw from the Rasmussen poll yesterday. I'm glad they came up with this today, and I do want to ask why it took them 3 weeks to figure this out.
From our affiliate in Wilmington, Delaware, WDEL host Alan Laudell talks to Jason Stein from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about the reaction to the Republican move to get rid of collective bargaining rights for the state workers.
Did anyone other than obviously the Republicans involved, have a clue that this was going to happen?
I mean, there had been some talk of it. I mean, there had certainly been some talk of it that it was one of the options. But yet it was no longer expected because the Republicans themselves had said repeatedly that they wouldn't do it. But, you know, it's just been a very fluid situation. And so many things that we thought would not happen have come to pass. So.
I understand the Democratic mayor of Milwaukee discussed this very issue just a few days ago. Did he goad them on?
Well, I mean, I think there was some talk of a compromise in which they would remove the collective bargaining aspects out of the budget repair bill. I'm here in the Capitol, so Alan, so you can probably hear the protesters outside my office door. There was some talk of removing that stuff from the bill, having Democrats come back, vote on the financial aspects of the budget repair bill, and then vote a separate vote on the union thing. So, I mean, I guess in some sense there was some talk about this, but it wasn't under this scenario where Democrats remained in Illinois, at least not as Democrats proposed the idea.
And since you just mentioned the Democrats remaining in Illinois, and at this point then, since the Republicans essentially circumvented them with a rare parliamentary maneuver, is there any point for the Democratic state senators other than maybe Face to stay away anymore?
That's unclear. I mean, they've said that they might be staying out at least until the Assembly passes a bill to prevent the bill from being passed in the original form that it was put forward. But, I mean, certainly most of the air has gone out of that set of tires.
But still, I mean, I imagine emotions are so high now that Dems might actually have incentive to stay away a little bit longer.
I mean, yeah, that's really unclear. I mean, I would expect that they would be back soon. It's been unclear whether or not that would be today. It initially appeared that it would be, and then that was thrown into some doubt. But I would expect that they would be back soon. But I don't have an exact time frame for
now,
that.
In Wisconsin, there are one or two technically nonpartisan instruments that can be used to weigh the constitutionality of legislation, and I guess the Republicans got a green light from one of those instruments.
Are you referring to the notice about how long they would have to take to notice the bill?
Well, that's another issue, the open meetings thing. But, no, I'm just talking about that they were able to run it past somebody who could say that the separation would work legally.
Right. They said that they ran it through all the nonpartisan legislative staff agencies, the budget office, the legislature's attorneys, et cetera, and that everybody cleared it. That's the Republicans' position.
But that's not going to stop a lawsuit. I imagine you're going to have now yet another battle.
Indeed. Yes. I think a Democratic lawsuit on the bill is very much a possibility.
Coming up, a New York congressman holds sort of grandstanding hearings on the threat of homegrown Islamic terrorism, next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit MatrixDirect.com.
Are you willing to pay more for life insurance than you should? Well, did you know some prices on term life insurance have fallen to their lowest rates ever? Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. So let's say you're 40 years old and married. We could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. Call 1-800-916-9598. Since 1995, we've helped over 1 million people save money on their term life insurance. Don't you want to know how much we can save you? It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 75%. And the call is absolutely free. Call 1-800-916-9598. That's 1-800-916-9598.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
When you want a mortgage with historically low interest rates and a payment plan that runs on your schedule, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we've created automatic mortgage payment choices through the Wells Fargo Preferred Payment Plan, a free service available with any of our mortgages. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo and ask about our low mortgage interest rates and automatic mortgage payment choices today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage, a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., is an equal housing lender.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. We're up to the number two item on the countdown, Congressman King's hearings on the threat of homegrown Islamic terrorism. Congressman King, a Republican from Long Island, he says the hearings are a matter of national security. He's not deterred by critics who say the hearings amount to a witch hunt, unfairly singling out Muslims as potential extremists. One of Congressman King's biggest critics is Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee of Texas. During the hearing, she said there was no redeeming factual information to be received in these hearings on radicalization. And more than anything else, this was likely to help al-Qaeda.
Sir, may I just ask, are you a Muslim?
I'm a devout Muslim who prays and fasts and tries to raise my kids to be conservative Orthodox Muslims. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, sir. Are there any other Muslims on the witness table? And that is Mr. Behe.
The record will acknowledge Mr. Behe is raising his hand.
Thank you so very much. And the reason why I asked that question is because Muslims are here cooperating. They are doing what this hearing has suggested that they do not do. It is an irony and an outrage that we are wasting time when Muslims are sitting before us. A Muslim is on this panel. A Muslim has testified. And so I question, where are the uncooperative Muslims? Let me quickly put in the record another aspect of Mr. McDonald's statement that our chairman was so eager to quote and suggest that he whispered to him to have this hearing. Like all of you and like me, millions of Americans find community, comfort, and support in their faith. That includes President Obama, who is a Christian, but spoke in Cairo. So today reminds us that being religious is never an American. Being religious is quintessentially American. God bless America. Then I would simply suggest another comment here saying, President Obama recognized that through our words and deeds, we can either play into al-Qaeda narrative and messaging, or we can challenge it and thereby undermine it. We are determined to undermine it. This hearing today is playing into al-Qaeda right now around the world. It is diminishing soldiers that are on the front line that are Muslims, those who lost their lives. And it is going in the same route of an Arizona and other states. Chair Baca, one quick question to you, please. Can law enforcement find friends in diverse communities?
Yes.
Have you been able to solve problems by developing and understanding an Arab officer, a Hispanic officer, an African officer, or an African-American officer, sir, or an Anglo officer that happens to be from Portugal or happens to have the ability to speak to someone from the Balkans who's here in the United States? Is that a positive form of law enforcement?
Yes, it is, and we have the ability to reach all minorities within the county of Los Angeles. And Sergeant Mike Abdeen, who is here, if you can stand up.
Please.
Is the sergeant, and he's a Muslim. He is the sergeant of our Muslim Affairs Outreach.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All members and guests will refrain from outbursts.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I am overwhelmed by this hearing and the lack of factual basis for it, and I don't believe
time
Muslims
the, time
should
of the gentleman expired.
Nazis
the gentleman
and
Klansmen recognized.
And
time
others.
Of the gentleman
it
expired.
Is an outrage, and as you well know, we have already
the
said that there are not enough, there are too many mosques in this country. That is absurd. It is outrageous that someone proceeds to hold up another controversial poster. It is outrageous.
The time
obviously,
of the gentleman is expired.
In a talk radio interview, CBS's Bob Fuss talked about the controversy that erupted on the hearings even before they actually began.
Well, it's an unusual hearing, and in part because, you know, a lot of hearings become controversial. But this one, kind of all the controversy was in the lead-up to it. It was just, you created such a firestorm because of the way that the chairman, Peter King, a Republican of New York, has kind of focused in on basically the radicalization of Muslims in America and some of the things that he has said, such as believing that most mosques have extremists who are leading them and that most Muslims are not cooperating with law enforcement. And those kinds of things have really just stirred up a hornet's nest of objections to even holding the hearing. In general, I don't think there's any doubt that there was an agenda here and that he chose the witnesses for that agenda. I mean, you know, he believes that al-Qaeda trying to radicalize American Muslims is at the moment the biggest threat. And as the chairman of the Homeland Security Committee, you know, if that's what he considers the biggest threat, he wants to go after it. It is odd that a hearing like this, given the topic, would not have had anyone from the FBI or the Homeland Security Department or the Attorney General's office. The Democrats were able to call one witness, and they called the sheriff of Los Angeles County, Joe Baca, who basically did make the case that a lot of sort of radicalized terrorist actions recently have involved Americans who are not Muslim. And he also said that he finds in his community Muslims are as cooperative as any other, you know, ethnic or religious group in terms of cooperating with the police.
Here, host Dom Giordano talked about the way Congressman Keith Ellison, who's a Muslim, broke down crying during the hearings. Nothing more than political correctness running amok.
Listen to this and tell me, is this appropriate? This is what you have to deal with in this era of politically correct. Guess what? I'm glad King's doing it. We have to get to the bottom of this. When you look at the statistics, the Fort Dix 5 and 6 and the rest of this cockamamie, why are they being radicalized to try to kill us? That's what I want to know, and I don't care who gets in the way. It can be a blubbering congressman like Congressman Ellison. Listen to this.
As the New York Times eulogized, he wanted to be seen as an All-American kid. He wore number 79 on the high school football team in Bayside, Queens, where he lived. He was called Sal by his friends. He became a research assistant at the Rockefeller University and drove an ambulance part-time. One Christmas, he sang Handel's Messiah in Queens. He saw all of the Star Wars movies. And it's well known that his new Honda was the one that read with the Young Jedi license plates. Mr. Andani bravely sacrificed his life to try to help others on 9/11. After the tragedy, some people tried to smear his character solely because of his Islamic faith. Some people spread false rumors and speculated that he was in league with the attackers because he was a Muslim. But it was only when his remains were identified that these lies were exposed. Mohammed Salman Hamdani was a fellow American who gave his life for other Americans. His life should not be identified as just a member of an ethnic group or just a member of a religion.
All right, let's stop the tape. Let's stop the tape right here. Nobody's doing that, buddy. Nobody is doing that. I am so tired of these straw men. Muslims are not under attack in this country. It's outrageous that we can't get to the bottom of this nonsense because we hear stuff like this. Now the blubbering congressman. Yeah, if this guy's character was impugned by some, that's right to call us on this. But holding him up as a shield to kick off these hearings as we try to get to the bottom of these SOBs that are here, that don't like this country, that have tried to kill us, and they're willing enablers and accomplices who try to make this about all Muslims. Am I wrong to say this is out of line? And yes, I understand the emotion. You feel your group is under attack. You know what? Grow up.
That leaves us with number one. We'll talk about Libya next when the Talk Radio Countdown show continues.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here, number one on the countdown this week. Talk host Peter Tilton on the air with Sam Donaldson of ABC about the pros and cons of the proposed no-fly zone.
No fly. We keep hearing political pressure to do something. The problem is you get mission creep when you do no-fly zone. All of a sudden you're in the air. And then you find, well, most of the fighting is on the ground, so then we should put troops in there and then create safe havens, and you're in a war. I'm now seeing that the NATO chief is saying that we're not looking to intervene in Libya. Why do we keep hearing this no-fly chant if they're not going to do it, if it's not a good idea?
Well, here in Washington, we're not hearing it this morning because several days ago when the Secretary of State, Secretary Clinton, said, yes, no-fly zone, that's a real possibility, the White House has pulled back for the very reasons that you've given. Why should I recite them again? We want to be at war with the third Muslim nation? Maybe not. And would it be that effective, since Gaddafi's people are moving on the ground and we haven't yet said we would try to bomb them, just keep the airplanes down? And, of course, as you pointed out, to keep the airplanes down, we have to take out the surface-to-air missile sites. That's it. We have to bomb them to begin with. So it's not something anyone now wants to do.
So all of a sudden it has gotten quiet.
Well, it's not the problem is not quiet. We were behind the curve a little bit on Egypt, but it worked out. The Egyptian military saw to that, and we didn't have to do anything more. Here we got ahead of the curve. Gaddafi, leave, the president said several days ago. You've got to leave. And Gaddafi said, eh. And his forces apparently are gaining ground against the rebels. So here we're in this box, because to say, well, we were just kidding, really. That's all right. I don't know how we can do that. And yet I don't have the solution any more than a lot of people here in Washington, including, I think, at the moment, the big guy at the White House. of exactly how to proceed.
In Louisiana, host Garland Robinette talked to a caller who thinks we oughtn't be considering using our military in Libya.
How the heck would we do anything militarily other than what we do? We're told we're broke. Even Gates says we need to reduce the military budget. Our people, your military, are so far overextended in Afghanistan that I've got reams of records here with all the problems they've got mentally, physically, financially. How can we even consider doing anything in Libya?
Well, I think you got a good point, Garland. I mean, the problem would be, I think, if this was a sustained effort that went on for a long period of time, I think too many people have somehow become convinced that a no-fly zone, some kind of quick action, would solve this problem quickly. And we certainly have military forces, perhaps, to do that. But we really need to consider this could be a long-term commitment if, in fact, this conflict goes on. We put in a no-fly zone. Perhaps that's not successful in assisting the rebels so they can put down Gaddafi. Then what? Do you expand and start doing airstrikes? Do you start putting in ground troops? And it's that sort of slippery slope to escalation. It would be very, very difficult to maintain for all the reasons you just said.
And one of the things I thought of when people talked about, well, we could go and do a no-fly zone, no big problem there. Last time we did that, I think there's a place called Iraq. And I went back and I looked at my records, and it was the same thing. Well, we're going to go in there, and we're a couple of months, 6 months or so, we'll make sure that Hussein can't get up in the air. That lasted 12 years.
Well, I think that's exactly right. And actually, that no-fly zone began, you know, I was physically there as a commander at the end of the Gulf War in 1991. We initially put in a no-fly zone at that point, but it certainly did not prevent Saddam Hussein at that time from using his Republican Guard forces. And I watched with my own eyes across the Euphrates River go into Shiite villages and basically just put down brutally an insurrection that we had encouraged at the end of that war. And again, you're right, later on we put in the no-fly zone, which was 10, 12 years over southern and northern Iraq. It certainly did not topple Saddam Hussein. We know what that took. That took U.S. forces and allied forces going to Baghdad. It may have, particularly in the north against the Kurds, reduced his ability to make additional attacks on the Kurds to a degree, but it certainly wasn't that quick solution that toppled Saddam Hussein, and that certainly may well be the case with Gaddafi as well.
And what is the deal with us being the world's policeman anyway? Well, we got NATO, supposedly. Russia doesn't want to get involved. China doesn't want to get involved. Turkey doesn't want to get involved. Germany doesn't want to get involved. Egypt's still got a very large military, of which we pay $1.2 billion every year. They're not talking about getting involved. Are we just stupid that we keep doing it?
Libya, the most talked about topic this week on talk radio. Recapping once again, what's big on sports talk radio, the NBA, the NHL, the baseball season getting underway. But a separate issue is number nine, and that's the ongoing NFL labor talks. The 2012 GOP presidential hopefuls, including Donald Trump, being on the top of the heap, number eight. Number seven, Charlie Sheen. Number six, the rising cost of what it costs you to drive. The battle over the federal budget, number five. Turmoil at NPR, number four. Public union legislation, number three. Number two, the House Islamic hearings. And number one, the situation in Libya.